Warning! This video may contain foul language, discussion of sex, prostitutes, and other adult topics that might make some people squeamish. If you can't handle this, leave now, but don't bitch to me. Enjoy. Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about tipping. Well, I say we, but I'm going to talk about tipping, and I don't mean cow tipping. I mean tipping as in how much money should you give for service to those who are providing it, usually in the restaurant or hotel industry or with taxis or whatever, to whoever. When should you tip here in Thailand? So I will start out at street stalls. When you're eating at a street stall, and I mean like a little shop house, a little dirty shop house, or you're even if you're just paying for something on the street, a tip is completely unnecessary. You don't need to tip at all. Okay? So if the price is 30 baht, you pay the 30 baht, that's it. We go to the Quid Tio shops around our neighborhood all the time. It's 40 baht for a large, extra large special bowl, and it's either 30 or 35 baht, depending on where we go, for a regular bowl, regular size bowl. We never tip. You don't have to. It's not required. Thai people don't do it, and I'm not going to do it. Now, if you go to a lower-end restaurant, and I mean, I'm not talking about McDonald's because, you know, you pay the price there and that's it, but I'm talking about a place like maybe like MK Suki or what's that place where they barbecue? I forget. It's not Didomin, but Dido something or whatever. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head. You go to a place like that. You go to some other restaurant that maybe it's in the mall or wherever, but it's a lower-end restaurant, but it's not a street stall. It's definitely not a high-end place, though. Generally, if you're going to leave a tip, which, again, it's not required. If the bill is 282 baht and you want to pay 282 baht, nobody's going to look at you and go, ugh, you're so cheap. Ugh. Maybe in the tourist areas they might. But in general, it's not required. Now, usually what people do is if it's like a 282 baht bill, like if you're in even like in Pizza Hut and you're eating at Pizza Hut, your bill is 282 baht, you give them 300 baht and that's it. It's the end of the story. You're giving them an 18 baht tip. That's perfectly acceptable. Now, some places will add on 10% for the service charge. It depends on the restaurant, depends on, you know, just what they, whether or not they think people should be paying tips. Some restaurants will make it a point to say, to even show on the bill, we don't charge a service charge. And, you know, that's so that if you do want to give a service charge, you know, hey, we're not charging you. Because sometimes what people do is they'll get charged the 10% and then they'll go ahead and tip on top of that. Now, of course, if it's only a few baht that you're adding on, well, fine. You know, if it just to round up, that's one thing. But if your bill is 350 baht with including the 10% service charge that's been added to your bill, you don't need to go and pay 400 baht. You pay the 350 baht and that's the end of it. Higher end restaurants, and I mean by higher end, I mean like a real restaurant or I mean restaurants inside of hotels or whatever, they're either going to add the service charge or you are generally expected to leave a tip. All right? You know, this ain't Sopranos where, I don't know if any of you have seen the episode where, what's his name, Paulie Walnuts and Christopher are fighting over who's going to pay the bill. And Paulie Walnuts had been ordering all kinds of food and just racking up the bill. And he, with the intent to have Christopher pay the bill, And I think the bill was something like $1,284, and he left the guy he left the guy a $16 tip. And the guy walked out and said, excuse me, you know, but was there something wrong with the service? And they were already involved in their own little battle, and it turned out that I think it was Christopher, he threw a brick at the guy's head when the guy turned around, hit him in the head, and the guy started going into convulsions, and then they shot the guy, you know, over the... over $16. Now, obviously, I mean, that was a big bill. And, you know, if you have a big bill here and you do that, well, more than likely, you're not going to walk outside and throw a brick at some at a waiter's head if he does that, hopefully. But, you know, if you've got a bill in a higher end restaurant, like I said, the 10% is either going to be added or you're just going to tip. And a 10% tip is usually acceptable. If the service was really good, then you add an extra 5 or 10%. It really depends on can you afford it. And it, to me, it's all about what kind of service did I get. I don't care if it's a high-end restaurant or not. If I order a medium well-done steak and I get a rare steak and then I say, you know, this is a little too rare, and they argue with me about it or they don't want to take it back and re-grill it, then that's a sign that their service is not quite as good as it should be. You know, or if you say, can I have a drink? And, oh, sorry, I forgot that. Well, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, I mean, we're all human, but they're in the service industry. So good service should be rewarded. Bad service gets ignored. And there have been times at restaurants, it doesn't happen very often because in general, Thais in better restaurants tend to be very attentive. But if somebody gives me bad service, I don't have a problem not giving them a tip or giving them a lousy tip. If they give me great service, I don't have a problem giving them a great tip. Now, if you're in a tuk-tuk or a taxi or a motorcycle, really, tuk-tuk, I mean, I don't take tuk-tuks. I don't want to get involved with them. To me, most of them are a bunch of scumbags, and I just don't want to deal with them. Taxis and motorcycles, if at all possible, just carry change. I mean, you know, make it a point to have a couple hundred baht, have maybe in 20s, and have some coins. Always carry some coins. It makes things a lot easier because then you have a choice. And with the taxi, most of the time you're talking about very small money. So it's not worth getting worked up over. But for instance, if you have an 80 baht fare, you don't need to give the guy 100 baht. You don't have to. You don't have to tip him. You give him the 80 baht and that's it. Now, if he's extra helpful and you've been looking for a place and you couldn't find it and he's going out of his way and he's calling people or he's asking people on the side of the road or something like that, that's a little different. In day-to-day, just everyday kind of situations where the driver's just taking you where you gotta go. You know, if it's a 93 baht or 95 baht fare, you know, you leave him, you give him 100 baht and that's it. Now, if the guy's a prick, that's a different story. If the guy's a prick and it's 93 baht, you sit there with your hand out if you really want to. Hey, where's my 7 baht? Because the Thais don't feel obligated to give a taxi driver a tip. If you ever watch most Thais, they may give a tip if the guy is decent, but if the guy's a jerk off or it's just a quick trip down the street, I mean, if you got a 41 baht fare, most Thais will just give 40 baht. Nobody's going to quibble about the 1 baht. I mean, you know, if you do, then you're a cheap brick. Now, on the other hand, you know, that's the thing. If you got 90, if you're given a 97 baht fare and you pay the guy 100 baht, you know, there's no reason to sit there for the 3 baht. I mean, we're not talking about a huge amount of money. I mean, if the guy's really a prick and you want to be a prick back, well, then I guess you could sit for the 3 baht. I personally don't like to be that way. And generally, I don't have very many problems with taxi drivers or motorcycle drivers. Yesterday, I've taken a motorcycle from Happy Land to my house, and it's 15 baht. I took a motorcycle from my house the other day, to Happy Land, and I didn't remember how much the fare was. And I knew it wasn't much, okay? And the guy said to me, it's 15 baht. And then it dawned on me, because I remember the sign at Happy Land where they have all the prices. I said, oh, it's 15 baht. And he said, yeah. And I had a bunch of coins in my pocket, but the first thing I grabbed was a 20 baht bill. I just gave the guy the 20 baht. You know, I mean, for 5 baht, you create a little bit of goodwill. And my thinking is this. I use some of the same drivers all the time. This guy was a decent guy. He's taking me around town. He's taking me to the post office. He's taking me to the hospital. He's taking me to the mall. I see the guy every once in a while. You know, you throw the guy 5 baht, it just... He doesn't walk around when he sees you and going, oh, that's that cheap cunt. You know, that guy never tips. Or, you know, that guy, if it's a 93 baht bill, man, he wants his 7 baht back all the time. You know, he is just tightwad when it comes to money. You don't really want to have that. And if you're in a taxi, what can happen is if you leave something in the taxi and the guy remembers you as being a cheap brick who, or whatever, just being cheap, and, you know, you leave your phone in the taxi, the guy's like, hey, I'm not, you know, I don't care if the guy calls me or not. You know, I remember that guy. He was, you know, that guy was an asshole. But if you give the guy a tip and you're friendly and you're decent to the guy, sometimes they'll go, oh, you know what? You're the guy. I remember you. Oh, let me bring the phone back to you. And that's happened to me. And then when the guy came back, my wife said, you know what? Because the guy came back the next day. My wife said, you know what? You ought to give him 500 baht. And I said, yeah, no problem. So I gave him 500 baht. And he returned my iPhone. Now, that was a while ago. But I have lost several phones. And it wasn't necessarily because I didn't tip, but it was just because, you know, I'm forgetful. I think about too many things at once and get caught up. Now, in hotels, I know people might disagree with me. And this is really up to you and what kind of money you have in your pocket. And If you got luggage, I mean, if somebody's carrying 2 or 3 bags for you, you don't have to give them 300 baht. I mean, that's 10 bucks. That's a lot of money for somebody here who's working as a bellboy. If it's like 2 or 3 bags, you give them 100 baht. That's it. If it's like a bag, you give them 20 baht, you give them 50 baht, you give them whatever you got in your pocket. You know, you give them something. And if you can't give it to them, don't worry about it. Maybe the next time if he helps you down with the bags, then you give him a tip. Okay, it's just nice to create that goodwill if you've got a little bit of extra cash in your pocket. And when it comes to maids, listen, I'm not of the opinion that the maid should be paid every day or tipped every day. First of all, I don't employ the maid. The maid is doing her job. This is what she's supposed to do. She's supposed to do a good job. So if she does a crappy job and I got to call downstairs, you know for sure she ain't getting any money. At least not in my book. I'm not paying her nothing. Now, after a couple of days, I see, wow, my room is always great. There's always plenty of water here. The sheets are always turned back. You know, they've got that little extra touch or whatever. Okay, that's fine. For me, what I do is at the end of the time when I leave, it just depends. If I stay for like 10 days, maybe I'll leave 1,000 baht. Maybe I'll leave 500 baht. Depends on how much cash I got. If I was to leave money every day, I wouldn't leave more than 50 or 100 baht a day. I just don't think that it's necessary. You know, you just use good judgment. But there's no reason to leave like a 3,000 baht tip for the maid unless you've got quite a bit of money and she was an extraordinary person and she was, you know, she did a great job. She was very friendly and you remember something stood out. She was a special person and you've got the extra cash and you just want to be nice. Well, that's a different story. But as far as what is necessary, it's not necessary to do that. You know, if you can't afford it or you don't want to do it or whatever, then it's not a big deal. You know, I mean, even for like a week, if you gave her 500 baht, to me, that's fairly generous. So, I mean, because you don't have to do it. Some people say that, oh, well, you know, it helps and it does this and it does that. And well, yeah, maybe, but maybe not. You know, maybe they don't expect it, and now they're going to expect it. I don't know. But this is what I do, and that's my attitude about tipping. So until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Choke D. Oh, that jerk and my. But I forgot to say one thing that I wanted to say. You know, I've been doing these podcasts instead of doing videos. I'll tell you what. I got a couple different microphones, and I'm not happy with them. The one I'm using right now is a little plastic genius microphone. And later this week, I'm going to go and get a Rode. It's called a Rode mic. And you can use it on your video camera. You can use it on your digital SLR. You can use it on your computer or whatever. That should help quite a bit, because the thing is I have a fan blowing in the background. So if I'm downstairs where I actually want to create a little studio, it's very hot and our air conditioner doesn't work, and I don't want to replace it because it's about 20,000 baht, which is about 650 bucks, and the place is not our house. So we have to pay to have it installed and then have to pay to get it uninstalled, and I don't know how long we're going to be here. That said, you know, I may put a couple fans in here, and then when I have the right kind of microphone, there will be some noise reduction in that microphone. You won't be able to hear the fan. So that's what I'm waiting for. And also, I'll tell you, you know, my house is not exactly the best place for a studio. We have, really, we have 2.5 bedrooms. One bedroom is my kids, and the other bedroom is my wife and myself, for my wife and myself. We also have a little room that's kind of like a maid's bedroom, and my wife uses that for storage for some things that she has, and for me too, but it's used for storage. Then we have like a little back area where the washing machine is, and then the area that I usually use is the front area. Now, it's hot. I don't want to use my kids' room where the air conditioner is all the time. And, you know, I throw a shirt on down here, and if I don't have the fan on, I'm sweating within about 5 minutes, because right now it's about 100 degrees. I mean, it's 35, 36 Celsius. It's humid, and it sucks. So I'd rather just do a podcast where it doesn't matter if I'm sweating, doesn't matter how I'm looking, doesn't matter if the lights are dark. And then later this week, I'll go get myself a microphone. I'm going to look into a certain kind of fan that's quite a bit cooler. It's a little bit expensive, but hopefully it'll be worthwhile. And then that way I can start doing the videos again. I will have videos from Kirby and Surat and Nakhon Si Thammarat. And there's some other stuff coming up, so please stay tuned. And like I said, until next time. Choke the lat, jerk and mire.